Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Miss Manners would certainly consider engaging conversation an important ingredient of a dinner party, but how many of us devote as much attention to the background music as we do to the guest list and the food? In days gone by, dinner music could be mere entertainment or a matter of life and death. Learn more about music and food and music about food on this week's Harmonia. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Turnips white,
young parsnips white.
Sweet, pimpy, sweet, sweet.
It appears there was no dearth of delicious foods, both fresh and prepared, available in the London marketplace in the early 17th century. Richard Deering composed that piece based on the cries of street vendors selling everything from rock salt to fruit pies, as well as many other goods and services. The song based on street cries or the sounds of the marketplace was a popular form at the time and had a history in the earlier Italian caccia and French chasse. This song was performed by the Theatre of Voices and Fretwork Viola da Gamba Ensemble. Now, grab a snack and stay tuned for more music about food. Anyone who's carefully observed the band at a wedding or other catered affair knows that the expression starving musician is no joke. The following rhapsody on the egg seems to be the result of someone's rumbling belly. It's unfortunate that the composer was born before the era of cholesterol testing, from which he might have benefited. Here's a pan to eggs of every kind. Avian, crustacean, and, in a fit of wishful thinking, even mammalian, prepared in every possible way. We make boiled eggs, fried eggs, baked eggs, spangled eggs, stuffed eggs, an egg in lard, and an egg broth, too. Composer Matthias Greiter was dreaming of eggs in 16th century Germany, and the Orlando concert performed the resulting song. While sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, anyone who's seen the film Tom Jones knows that an apple or a leg of turkey can mean much more. The particular vegetable mentioned in this song is common in Europe and looks like a large stalk of celery. Ladies, we are master growers of cardoons, which in our gardens grow big and good.
Noi sento ne
Thank you.
The Orlando Consort performed an anonymous Florentine carnival song, supposedly about cardoon horticulture, including detailed instructions for planting. In the Middle Ages, Europe was rediscovering the ancient wisdom of the Greeks and making their own sense of it. One arena of interest was the relationship between food and health. At a time when medicine had little to offer many patients, the idea that what you ate might keep or make you healthy was an exciting one. Doctors prescribed not only foods for better health, but also soothing music to help you digest that food. Gaston Phébut, 14th century Count of Foix and Beaune, and a great patron of the arts, actually commissioned music specifically to accompany his midnight snacks, and, in the case of this song, a few midnight smokes. Ensemble Pan performed a 14th century song by Solage from the court of Gaston Febu, Fumu Fumé Parfumé, and the early music consort of London performed the motet Febus Mundo Oriens Lanista Viperus Cornibus in praise of the Count. There are quite a few 14th century Italian caccia that use market cries as lyrics, and English Renaissance songs with street cries for fresh strawberries and such are not uncommon. But this one includes not just the luscious descriptions of the food that's for sale, but also the haggling between fishmonger and housewife. Shrimps, fish, fresh anchovies, so fresh they're still squirming. Fresh clams, they all have their tongues out. Give me 2 portions of shrimps. Are they as fresh as you say?
Cantando de vista di quel tesoro per esprimerti besi per i giausi
uno bossero
dai cincia i turchi e mitri per il rapiretto per le grandi fuse gli emessi e rapprendere da usare
Salsa di mostarda, chiedo lo
doppio del vino, però d'una pace di dolore. E mi chiama il genere che ti
avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene,
che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti avviene, che ti
The Orlando Consort performed the 14th century Cacciando per Gustar by Antonio Zaccara da Teramo. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. For many of us, an essential component of a great dinner party is great wine. In composing a nostalgic list of things he would miss as he prepared to leave home for a new job, Guillaume Dufay did not begin with his close friends nor with the girl he would leave behind. Who is at the top of the list? Why, the excellent local wines, of course. Thank you. 15th century composer Guillaume Dufay waxed nostalgic in Adieu ces bons vins de la Noire, performed by the Unicorn Ensemble under the direction of Michael Posh. Henry Purcell and his pals gathered on their days off to drink and have fun writing drinking songs. The resulting ditties are less likely to focus on fine wines than on whatever beer happened to be on tap. The vision of Purcell, John Blow, and other luminaries of the London musical scene belting these out over a pint may seem strange to fans of Purcell's Dido and Aeneas or Blow's weighty church anthems, but it does remind us that, after all, they were human, too.
Drink tonight of the moonshine bright and mark upon her border some rites to be done to Phoebus the sun in trim and comely order.
Drink tonight of the moonshine bright and mark upon her border some rites to be done to Phoebus the sun in trim and comely order.
First let him measure the priest for the year with the censers full of wine.
Some rites to be
done here bright in all the land, the goddess holds the wine.
Friend, as they pass,
now the priests of the year with the censers full of wine.
Some rites to be seen here
bright in all the land, and praise to uphold the wine.
Drink to night, for the breeze shines bright, and the sun's
all upon the border.
Some rites will be done to keep us
asleep, and praise them upon the order.
Drink to night, for the breeze shines bright,
and the sun's all upon the border.
Some rites to be done to
keep us asleep,
and God has passed the
border.
First let it pass
are the priests of the year
with a censer's full of wine.
Then see a bright in all her earth and praise to a voice divine.
And as they pass, they drink and sing all health and praise to Apollo their king. All health and praise to Apollo their king.
Tis women makes us love,
tis women makes us love,
tis sadness makes us shrink,
tis writing makes us sad,
tis love that makes us sad,
tis sadness makes us shrink,
tis sadness makes us shrink.
Tis writing makes us sad,
tis love that makes us sad,
tis sadness makes us drink,
and drinking makes us mad.
The Hilliard Ensemble performed two 17th century English pub songs in the form of rounds or catches, Drink Tonight of the Moonshine Bright by William Laws and Tis Women Makes Us Love by Henry Purcell. Fresh meat was often scarce for the peasantry in early modern Europe, but enjoyed by those who could afford it. Venison, wild boar, and game birds, still wearing their colorful feathers, adorned the tables of the rich. Hunting parties were popular from the Middle Ages on, and the courtly culture of recreational hunting produced special clothing, breeds of horses and dogs, paintings, stories, and music. In the 15th and 16th centuries especially, the musical reprise of the hunt was a popular entertainment. This little song by Clément Jeannequin uses rhythmic changes and imitation to suggest the hunt described in the text. The hunters take off after a deer, after taking a moment first to admire each other's hunting gear, argue about strategy, and shout frantically back and forth with their servants. Pounding hooves, baying hounds, and hunting horns are all imitated in the music.
Thank you.
Gentils Veneurs, a piece composed by Clément Jeannequin in imitation of a deer hunt, was performed by Gilbert Patenon and Les Petits Chanteurs du Mont-Royal Choir. Food and celebration naturally go hand in hand, and we all have our favorite holiday songs. The next two pieces celebrate eating and drinking as a part of special occasions. The first song, by Spaniard Juan de la Encina, is a carnival song that urges everyone to eat, drink, sing, and make merry. The second may be familiar to those who enjoy singing Oxford carols at Yuletide. The tradition of presenting a boar's head on a platter as part of English Christmas feasts may actually have begun with ancient solstice celebrations.
Tomemos hoy casajado, que mañana viene la muerte, bebamos. nos tomamos fuerte, vámonos para el ganado.
Ensemble Accentus performed Juan de Lencina's Hoy Comamos y Bebamos, and the chieftains joined the voice squad for the Boar's Head Carol, which dates to the 16th century. What better way to finish off our musical meal than with a nice hot cup of coffee? Europe was introduced to the drink around 1600 by Venetian traders, but it wasn't until about 1732 that Johann Sebastian Bach wrote his particular homage to the beverage in the form of a cantata. Not quite serious, the story features an argument between a father and his daughter, who drinks far too much coffee. Mmm, how sweet the coffee tastes, more delicious than a thousand kisses, mellower than Muscatel wine. Coffee, coffee I must have, and if someone wishes to give me a treat, ah, then pour me out some coffee.
Thank you.
an aria in praise of coffee, was performed by Susie LeBlanc with Tafelmusik from a recording of Johann Sebastian Bach's Coffee Cantata, composed for performance at Zimmermann's Coffee House in Leipzig. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Catherine Hawks. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.